Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Exit interviews happening throughout the day. Klay Thompson live on the podium after all of the discussion. Here it is, Klay Thompson today.
Your future with the Warriors heading into this offseason that feels obviously pretty unknown.
We don't want to talk about the season first. You want to talk about the future? There was a lot of games played, man. That was a pretty big accomplishment. What's up with y'all not wanting to live in the present, bro? It's ridiculous. Anyways, what was your question?
About the future. I mean, obviously, it's a pretty major topic. I mean, you're a franchise legend here who is an unrestricted free agent and certainly at this point has an unknown future here. I mean, how confident are you that you'll be back?
To be honest, I really haven't given it much thought because what I previously just said about the season we had and how much commitment it takes to play the games we did and give it our all. So I really haven't thought about that deep in the future because I still need to process the year we had. And it was one filled with ups and downs, but ultimately we did. I personally and our team did everything we could to try and, you know, win as many games as we possibly could.
Living in the present. Mm-hmm. What were some things
to be?
What were some things going through your head, you know, last night when you were walking off the court? I know you lingered there a little bit longer than usual after the game.
Some of the things going through my head. Well, first one, just disappointment because did not shoot the ball well, obviously. Big old donut, so that wasn't very fun. I did look up in the nosebleeds, though, and I did see a man wearing a number 11 jersey. That made me happy, you know, considering my history in Sacramento from playing a state championship there to playing the Kings in the playoffs. That was kind of a full circle moment for me. So that was actually a good moment, just seeing that Warriors fan standing by his lonesome up in the 300 level, repping 11. That made me grateful.
Like Steph, Clay, I mean Steph, Draymond, and Steve all basically said they want you back. They want to keep this thing rolling. What does it mean to you to hear that from those guys? And you probably already knew it, but what does it mean to hear that from those guys telling the public that?
It means a lot. I mean, we've been through the highest of highs and lows. Whether it's losing a championship, winning a championship, missing the playoffs, we've been through everything together. So that does mean a lot and makes me grateful to have the times I've had with them. Like, done some pretty historic stuff.
How do you view the next several weeks going? And I mean, it's clear, like, you're not necessarily ready to think about the future this moment, but, like, how quickly do you think you're going to have to kind of pivot and figure that out? And what conversations do you feel like you need to have?
Well, consider it's April 17th. I don't think I have to pivot that quickly. When is free agency? July 1st? Yeah. Got some time.
Klay, what do you think is the biggest lesson that you learned this past season?
The biggest lesson that I learned? Probably I learned that, you know, you got to take, you can't be a front runner. You can't shy away from the bad moments and just embrace the great ones. You got to embrace them all. That's for anything you do in life.
Clay, that was kind of along what I was going to ask, but what kind of growth did you see in yourself this season, specifically with different roles? You had, you know, some ups and downs, and you shined and came back from some tough stretches and came off the bench and started, and just, you did a little bit of everything.
Yeah. You know, I think I learned that the best ability is availability. And I thought I did that very well this season, playing through tough times or being available almost nightly, only missing so many, a handful of games. So, I learned that when you give yourself that shot of being out there every night, that's, the best thing you can do for yourself rather than just hanging on to those big scoring nights or whatever. It's about just competing nightly.
Were there any breakthroughs for you emotionally with, you know, just everything you went through and, just being able to handle everything you went through?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a strong person. You don't take a couple years off injury and come back and play that many games without being strong-willed and minded. So that's what I did learn about myself, is that it takes a lot of mental fortitude to play through injury and, yeah, shooting slumps, all that. It takes a lot of willpower.
You're listening to Klay Thompson and his exit press conference on 95.7 The Game, Willard and Dibs.
You know, for yourself, kind of moving forward, what are your priorities?
Obviously, you want to keep winning. I mean, when you've been a part of winning seasons, you don't really want to go away from that. So I would like to win again. One for the thumb would be nice. Still think it's in reach. Just going to, yeah, take a huge effort. But other than that, just got to think about that. What will really make you happy in the last, you know, few years of your career?
You just talked about kind of living the moment, the best ability being availability. What do you, I mean, you played 77 games this year. What are you most proud about for this season?
That amount of games I played, and yeah, averaging whatever 18 points and playing 77 games. It's not my career averages, but still pretty dang good for, you know. Yeah, it's still pretty dang good.
Clay, last night Draymond was saying that he doesn't see any scenario in which the ownership group of this team doesn't at least put forth the effort to take care of the guys that have taken care of this organization so much over the last 10 years. Do you feel that kind of effort and love specifically in this scenario, but then also over, I mean, I guess since your entire career here, but since 2019, going through the injuries, the extension after that, just that they've put in that effort to make you guys and you feel appreciated?
Oh, man. Well, 29.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Team, well, could you imagine if they didn't pay me after I got hurt? That would have been really bad. Like, oh, went to 5 straight finals? You blew your knee out? Yeah, sorry. So, no, I mean, that was very nice of them. I mean, I try. I mean, every year I give my best effort. And ownership group has been great. I have nothing but positive things to say about them. They treat us like they treat us with great respect and do all the little things for us to do our jobs at the highest level. So it's been, I mean, I don't really know how to answer that. I mean, it's up to them, but at the end of the day, whatever happens, it's all gravy. It's been such a freaking special run.
Clay, how much is your appreciation and love for the game grown, especially since the two injuries? Thinking about that first game you came back here at Chase Center to where we are today.
Yeah, that was one of the best moments of my life, to be honest. You know, before those injuries, I was really naive and thinking, like, this is easy. Like, all I got to do is do your routine and you just go out there and hoop. And yeah, it's that easy. But, you know, playing that many years of basketball takes a toll on your body. And I think that's for any sportsman who plays a physical sport. There's going to be times where you might break. And like I said before about being a front runner, you don't want to be a front runner when things are great. You got to really dig deep when you go through injuries like that. That's just a part of the beast.
Clay, since you've proven you're still a quality scorer in this league, obviously teams are playing you differently. It looks like, you know, they're pressing up on you, being physical. How have you had to adjust? And moving forward, what do you think you need to do to kind of combat how teams are going to guard you?
I think I just need to keep doing what I've been doing, honestly. I think last night was just a bad shooting night. I mean, it happens. Unfortunately, it was in a one-game format, but that's the situation we were in, and much different than a 7-game series. So I just thought I had a off night from the office. Can't let that deter me from what I think of myself or what I'm capable of. I think I just need to continue to be in great shape and have fun, and the rest, and I'll be great.
Clay, you've talked about gratitude for just playing basketball, and obviously the connection with Draymond and Steph comes up a lot, but how much do you also sort of view this organization, your connection with Steve? I mean, he's the only coach you've had. You know, you talked about how the conversations with him this year that helped turn your season around. How, beyond just Steph and Draymond, how comfortable are you in this organization and how does that sort of shape any decision this offseason?
Play for Mark Jackson too.
That's true. Sorry.
And, yeah, I mean, I love everyone here, from the security who does the floor at the games to the security from the Oracle days. I'm still friends with them. To the community of Oakland. I mean, yeah, I grew up in the Bay Area, really. I've been here since I was 21. And I just always... I've loved it. E. Housen, even Ray Ritter. I've gotten to know these people on a way deeper level than just work life. So it is a really cool place to be.
You're listening to Clay Thompson with his exit press conference after the season on Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
Did you put maybe too much on yourself and maybe raise your expectations too high when you came back, given what you've gone through?
I don't think so. Because when I came back, you know, I was a second leading scorer on a championship team. And when you've experienced that, you're like, I'm back. Then even that next year, led the league in threes, 41% from three, like on 300 makes, that's very hard to do. So the moments were there, but maybe my burst wasn't what it was, and that happens. But at the end of the day, You know, I still feel like I can do it at a very high level. And I did have times where I did. Obviously, the way it ended this year wasn't what it was last couple of years, but I'm not going to let one sour night or year ruin a decade plus of great work and success.
You've mentioned a couple times, you know, learning about not being a front runner.
Mm-hmm.
Could you elaborate on that? And is that like a personal thing? Is that a team thing? Could you just explain a little bit more?
That's more of a personal thing. You know, you sulk, you pout when you're not shooting up to your expected splits. And I think I did better with that this year, just trying to exude great body language at all times and think deeper than just stats. Think about your love for the game and why you do play this game. And, you know, at times I have been a front runner in the past when things don't go my way. I might point the finger rather than just taking ownership for your situation. So that's what I've learned. And I try to pass down to younger athletes is because when you do great things over and over and you keep that high level of confidence and attitude in a great space, it'll eventually work out for you and you'll have no regrets when it's all said and done.
Clay, you were talking just now about the appreciation for everyone in the franchise from security to all of the way to the top. I wonder, can you take me back to when you were drafted, what your thoughts were then and what the hopes were you had for your NBA career and what you've been able to do?
Taking us back. Oh man. Wow. Back in June of 2011, when I got drafted by the Dubs, that was probably at that time, best moment of my life, just because the NBA was always a dream. Being able to be close to home, you know, I have family in Oregon and in Southern California, so that made it even more special. And then, all the moments that have led me here, it's been awesome. Like, couldn't have ever dreamt of what we've been able to do and what we can still do. So we've elevated this team into a global club. And I mean, who saw that coming 20 years ago?
Oh, hi, Clay. Hello here. So do you want to say anything to the Dub Nation and the fans around the whole world, like who supported you all the time?
Huh. That's actually a great segue from my global brand talk. We love you guys and thank you for your unconditional support these last 10 years. I mean, it doesn't go unnoticed that there are Warrior fans across the globe from, you know, China to Tokyo to South America to Europe. I've seen Warrior fans everywhere I've went and it doesn't ever... It always makes me feel good is what I'm trying to say.
Two quick ones. Looks like you got kind of a fat lip. Was that from the game last night?
Yeah.
Take an elbow or something?
That is correct.
You mentioned, you know, a few years left. How much are you viewing kind of your next contract as you know, your last one? Or like where are you at on kind of like the bigger picture future?
Maybe, you know. I don't know. When that time comes, I mean, I'm not trying to put a expiration date on my career. That's kind of something you just go by feel.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.